Rijeka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria en Polokwane 27, Rustenburg 28 grade. Ons begin in Noordwes waar die premier Lazarus Magotsi gewaarsku het dat gereelde rampe as gevolg van gierige weer die regering gedwing het om sy reeds gespanne begroting te herprioritiseer. Magotsi lewer vanoggend sy staatsrede in die provinsiale wetgewer in Mahikeng.
The provincial disaster management team is hard at work to profile all the affected areas and to develop a remedial action plan for intervention. Priority, Madam Speaker, will be given to vulnerable groups such as child-headed households, the elderly, and people living with disability.
Nou na Limpopo waar veiligheidsmaatreëls opgeskerp is in die aanloop tot premier Popi Ramatoepa se provinsiale rede. Dit vind tans plaas in die provinsiale wetgewer.
Law enforcement agencies in partnership with all relevant stakeholders will be strategically deployed to maintain order and address any security concerns. And we urge everyone to cooperate with the law enforcement authorities.
Dit dan Limpopo polisie woordvoerder Hlulani Mashaba. Die voorkoms van verkrachtings in Mpumalanga bly 'n bron van kommer. Die provinsie het tussen Oktober en Desember verlede jaar 'n toename in die aantal gevalle van verkrachting en seksuele aanranding gesien. Mangaliso Kumalo berig.
The number of recorded sexual offences marked a 1.6% increase from 2023's figures. The Kapongweni police station recorded the highest number of rape cases during this period, alongside Benar, Dalmas, Barberton and Tonga police stations. Most of these incidents occurred at the perpetrators' homes, public spaces, liquor outlets and religious premises. Meanwhile, during the reporting period, there was a decrease in the number of murder, attempted murder, and robbery with aggravating circumstances cases reported to police. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
Die Tswane burgemeester Nasipi Moyo dien vandag die 2024 en 2025 boekjaar se aanpassingsbegroting in. Die begroting sit die hersiene middeltermyn uitgawe prioriteite uiteen, die burgemeester se woordvoerder Zintle Maslati.
The adjustments process allows the municipality to make strategic revisions to their approved 2024-2025 budget, aligning revenue and expenditure with mid-year performance. It also enables the reprioritization of funding, shifting resources away from underperforming or non-strategic line items.
En ons sluit af met nog nuus uit die buiteland. Die Hollywood-akteur Gene Hackman is dood aangetref saam met sy vrou en hond in sy huis in New Mexico. Die polisie in Santa Fe sê die ster se liggaam is dood saam met sy vrou Betsy Araqua en hul hond gevind. Volgens die BBC word geen tekens of tekens egter van vuilspel vermoed nie. Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Afrikaans om 12 uur.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.
I end up in crisis. Dealers all this time.
I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. 'Cause you got tired of my scheming.
For the last time,
it's me.